Tomorrow morning, swimmers from Shrewsbury Amateur Swimming Club will start a 24-hour swim at the Quarry Bath. The swim has been coined Rosie's Relay in memory of Rosie Turner, the mother of one of the swimmers at the club who died from cancer in May. Our reporter John T. O'Donnell joined assistant coach Judith Lester as her team were training.
Now, you can probably tell that we're poolside at the Quarry Swimming Baths at the moment. 9:30, Saturday morning, the 24-hour swim will start. Talk me through it. How does it work?
The first swimmer will dive in and we go from there. The first swimmers are going to be the three sons of Rosie Turner, who died a couple of months ago from cancer, and we're doing the swim for cancer research.
OK, now, you talk about 24 hours, somebody in the water at all times. We've got swimmers going along at the moment right next to us, but presumably this is going to be a relay.
It will be a continuous relay. For the young children in the development squad, they may swim alongside their teachers to give them confidence that they can swim a length. They may swim a length, get out, wait 10 minutes and get back in, whilst their colleagues are also swimming. The older ones overnight may swim 800 metres in one go, but it will be a continuous relay, changing over between the beginners, parents, masters who are coming to swim for us, the odd ex-swimmer who's coming back, and even the coaches getting in the water.
What about yourself, Judith?
It may be that if there's nobody else awake at 2 o'clock in the morning, I might have to get in there.
Hi, I'm Amy Carter. I'm the club captain of Shrewsbury ASC Swimming Club.
As club captain, what have you had to do to pull Saturday together?
First start, we've had to organise all the lifeguards for the overnight shift, which they've all voluntarily given up their time, which is really good of them.
You're persuading people to give up their time, like the lifeguards, but you're also persuading people to swim for a heck of a long time. How hard or easy has that been?
It's been quite easy. Everyone's really willing to help out for such a good cause.
How have you decided who's going to swim throughout the night, you know, when you get into sort of 2-4 o'clock in the morning?
A lot of people are quite willing to do it, actually. They think it will be quite unusual, something different.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, not at all. I've never been in a swimming pool overnight for a start, so it'll be interesting starting swimming when it's light and finishing swimming like the next time it's light again.
I think it's going to be a bit of a party atmosphere down here, to be honest.
I think it might well be.
I can only imagine at 9:30 Sunday morning what it's going to look like here. You're going to be absolutely elated.
We are going to be elated. We're going to be shattered.
Rhys Collins, the duty manager at the Quarry Swimming Centre. As soon as we heard about the course, we wanted to be involved in it. I mean, we've got the swimming club here and we do our best to support them. Fantastic job that the guys have done. From our point of view, as soon as they ask for anything, we'll say, yeah, what can we do to help? So we're giving them free pool time for 24 hours. We're going to lifeguard it and for completely through the day and through the morning the following day. Anything we can do to support it, that's what we'll do.
Judith, I wish you and absolutely everybody involved, I think it's fantastic what you do. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Judith Lester and the Shrewsbury Amateur Swimming Club training for their 24-hour swim in aid of cancer research. And that starts tomorrow morning at 9:30. If you want some more information and you'd like to donate, all the W's, shrewsburyasc.co.uk.